We have one more item left over from the morning calendar, which I set over to this afternoon, and that's 9:37.
I think they're expecting to come up after the 2 p.m.
What's that? They're expecting to come back later? Are they here?
Oh, they are ready.
They're here. Okay. Let's do 9:37 then.
Accept the governor's letter of designation of the Lent Stabilization and Job Creation Collaborative as an Oregon Solutions Project.
So there were some folks who were waiting through our morning proceedings. They're on their way into the room. We'll give them a moment. Sure they're here in the building still? Okay. And we appreciate their good work. Rachel will corral them and escort them here. Maybe, maybe not. Oh, all right. They're running down the stairs as we speak then. Okay. With a dramatic entrance, Representative Reardon, come on up, please.
We're waiting for you.
Thank you for waiting. I think you waited quite a while, but we appreciate you being here. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. We know you've been having quite an interesting day. And
yes, indeed. You know how those go.
I do. I've heard that. Wow, it's really exciting to be here. So I'm just going to read through this so it'll happen more quickly.
Put your name in the record.
Keep me on track. So I'm State Representative Jeff Reardon, and we'll both be speaking today. But thank you for having us here today. I want to begin by briefly recapping some of the other work that's been done or is in process in the proximity of the Lent Stabilization and Job Creation Project. I think it's important to remember that these projects, when viewed together, reflect the city's commitment to improving the livability, the economic viability, and the environmental health of the Lentz and Palhurst-Gilbert neighborhoods. Zenger Farms has been elevated to a thriving education hub and community center. Leach Botanical Gardens has plans to serve more people and a more diverse crowd. The streets are safer and there are more sidewalks. Lentz Town Center has a brew pub, and a half dozen new buildings will bring new retail and housing to the area, and of course, the Foster Floodplain Restoration Project has reduced the flooding along Foster Road. There's a lot more to be done, of course, but it's important to celebrate our accomplishments and your hard work. And I think this all helps put the Lent Stabilization and Job Creation Project in context. You see, this project will build on the other efforts to do three things: keep people in their affordable homes, bring more and better jobs to the area so it will be more customers for the new businesses in the town center, and improve the health and functionality of the wetlands. With that introduction, I am before you today to tell you about an exciting project in my district in East Portland. For the past 15 months, I've been working with community and agency partners to develop the Lent Stabilization and Job Creation Project. Partnering with Mayor Charlie Hales, the City of Portland's Housing Bureau, Bureau for Environmental Services, Portland Development Commission, Planning and Sustainability, Oregon Solutions, and Governor Brown's Regional Solutions Center, community advocates, and a host of others, we are launching a project to promote housing stability, jobs, economic growth, and natural resource enhancement within the Lent 100-year floodplain on the east side of I-205. This is one of the most diverse and vulnerable areas of our city, and we have a unique opportunity to make changes that improve the lives and community stability. The economic health and public safety of the Lentz and Palhurst-Gilbert neighborhoods depends on this project. Within Lentz and Palhurst-Gilbert, approximately 330 acres are in FEMA's flood hazard areas. The rising cost of flood insurance is displacing vulnerable households. Retrofitting homes to mitigate flood damage can cost $30,000 or more. The diverse and low-income members of these neighborhoods simply cannot afford such repairs to their properties or rising insurance premiums. This project will help to protect vulnerable homeowners and will have economic benefits. The Lentz Stabilization Job Creation Project has the ability to add new jobs, increase employment property value, and ultimately move as many as 400 single-family homes and 60 acres of land out of the 100-year floodplain and add 30 acres of additional natural areas. So, Michelle?
Good afternoon. My name is Michelle Rudd. I'm privileged to be a member of the Portland Planning Sustainability Commission. I'm new to this project, but very excited about it, and thank the council for supporting it. From my perspective, part of what's exciting about this is having been on the commission for a while and worked on the Portland plan, this feels like the rubber hits the road type of moment where we're actually acting on our glossy, pretty plan. We said in that plan that we were focused on equity, and as was mentioned, this is a diverse part of the city that's in some ways underserved. We also said in the Portland plan that we were putting a priority on healthy, connected communities, on economic prosperity and affordability, and thriving, educated youth. And this just feels like a win-win-win situation. We had this objective of getting people out of their silos, getting the different bureaus working together, and also bringing in partners, realizing that the city couldn't do what it needs to do alone, that we needed to work with other partners. And that's what we're seeing here. We've been meeting this afternoon, and it's just been exciting to see the commitment from different forces here. In terms of hitting those different prongs we brought out in the Portland plan, you know, we've talked about throughout the process the importance of economic prosperity, about industrial lands, their ability to provide middle-wage jobs that you don't necessarily need a college degree for. And we know that that type of job brings stability to neighborhoods. It has all sorts of ancillary benefits. And it brings stability to families that are key, I think, to the thriving, educated youth. We did the Portland plan back in 2012 and focused on affordability, and we've all seen how much more of an issue that's become in just this short period of time. And the idea here that we can help people stay in their homes, that we can get ahead of some of these problems and help people stay in their existing homes, again, furthers that thriving, educated youth and helping them not get displaced. Know that, yeah, the home's going to be the same place, and the kid next to me in the classroom is going to be the same kid, and just providing that. I think it's also important in terms of the environmental benefits. To the extent these jobs that we're able to create on industrial lands can help serve the neighborhoods, we get people out of cars. We're also enhancing habitat and serving those goals as well. In the comprehensive plan, part of what we were dealing with was trying to balance these competing interests. And one of the strategies we talked about, understanding that industrial land is limited, was trying to find ways to intensify the use of the land we already had. And this is an opportunity to do that, to take industrial land that's so designated, so used, but get more jobs happening on it. So that sort of summarizes, from sort of a policy perspective, my interest in it. As I've described to other people, as I've been sort of explaining what I'm looking forward to getting involved in, I sort of, you know, taken it to my own perspective and knowing that I grew up in a neighborhood where I could walk to school, to the pediatrician, to the corner grocer, that I was in school with the same kids, for better or for worse, you know, first through 12th grade, that my parents took me home from the hospital to the house my mom is still in, that my dad had the same job at the same place my entire childhood. When he passed away, my mom was left, you know, financially secure. And sort of recognizing, you know, we're in an environment, I think, where, you know, we're having a lot of discussions about privilege and sort of understanding the privileges all that have provided to me in my life and how that carries on generationally. That's not just, you know, my immediate family, it's my kids, it will be their kids carrying on. And so that's what's exciting to me about the project. And again, why thank you for supporting it.
Mayor, Thank you. Mayor Commissioners, Nick Christensen, Lentz resident. I appreciate you taking this topic up after years of hard work on the part of your staffs to get us to this point, and I appreciate Representative Reardon for bringing us forward today. Several years ago, I looked to purchase my first home. I had just moved here from Las Vegas, and the idea of a 100-year floodplain kind of didn't even meet in my mind with reality. I didn't quite understand that. But a couple days before closing, we were told, this house is in a floodplain, and it'll be about $100 a month extra for insurance. And I said, well, we're this close, and whatever. Went forward with it. And then Hurricane Sandy hit the East Coast, and Congress decided they wanted to have the FEMA flood insurance program self-fund, and they were going to make it happen quickly. My flood insurance went from $1,300 a year to about $2,500 a year. We expect it to settle out at about $4,000 a year, $10 a day to pay for flood insurance in an area that, as far as we know, has never flooded, including in 96. That doesn't mean it won't. We expect that someday it probably will. Nonetheless, it's a cost and it's a burden, and I'm fortunate that I'm able to eat that cost every year. I know many of my neighbors have to make hard choices when they get a bill every January from FEMA saying it's going to cost this much this year, and you can expect it to go up more. This wasn't a situation we asked for. This isn't a situation where we came into a neighborhood knowing the problems we were faced with. This landed on us, and it is disrupting the stability of the neighborhood. And fortunately, the Oregon Solutions Project has a light at the end of this tunnel. Your action today hopefully will set us on the course of finding a solution. I ask also that you think about this as you move forward with other decisions coming forward, coming down the pike. We are, as many of you know, facing a crisis of confidence in Lentz and the leadership of this council. I'm trying very hard as an optimist in government to say we can work together and find solutions for this and other problems the city is facing, but it's hard to talk about trying to move forward with this project when we have people very angry about other things. So please help us move this forward towards success by working towards solutions that meet with the needs of my community for other projects as well. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. Thanks very much. Questions for any of these leaders?
Just want to say while Jeff is here, it seems like on a regular basis, Representative Reardon comes before us on something he's doing that we collaborate on. And whether it's the Irving Grange, or whether it's a park, or whether it's a floodplain mitigation, or whether it's whatever. And I've been on this council for 8 years, and it has not always been that we've had such a partner. And I just want to, again, thank you for being such a great partner.
Thank you for your comments. It's a pleasure to work with you and all of you.
Thank you all. Appreciate you being here today. Thanks. Do we have other members of the team or others that want to speak on this item this afternoon?
We have other members
of the team here, but
Public testimony.
Okay, public testimony, please.
Okay, so Charles Johnson, Shedrick Wilkins, and Veronica Bernier, if she's still here.
Okay, come on up. Mr. Johnson, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and as you know, I'm frequently here, and it's good to actually see results for places we often talk about helping, but not that much comes across your desks for places that are under the East Portland Action Plan or Lentz. I think that many people in our community are frustrated that, like the earlier 19th Street thing, sometimes it's very hard to get government to move, whether it's Salem or here. So I want to thank you for the whatever behind-the-scenes work had to be done with Representative Reardon and Governor Kate Brown's office to get these homeowners, who are not the most affluent and politically influential people in Portland, some release and assistance. The gentleman who just testified, of course, alluded to some people almost wish there might be flooding along the Springwater Corridor. I hope that as you also look at other ways government can work, that we can target government action towards the problems, like this flood insurance issue, and dealing with people using the criminal system the way it's supposed to be used to deal with people who have a problem where they become criminals who deal with methamphetamine or bicycles, not uniformly acting against some homeless people who are close to having stable micro-community housing in Lentz. I think that even though people come to your lawn with ideas that are related to Lentz, they would like to be seen as people who are compassionate and only interested in reducing criminality, not discriminating against broad categories of people. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Wilkins?
I'm Shedrick Wilkins, and I think Southeast Portland is kind of a basket case, and I'll refer to why later on. I think what happened was, is after World War II, a lot of housing and construction was done in Southeast Portland, and there's nowhere places to build anything. And so a lot of the people there have construction type of skills, carpenters, stuff like that, that can't be employed. And my feeling is that the only way to solve this problem is to have, again, free community colleges. And I'm finding out that I got a letter from Senator Wyden, and that's really something President Obama is pushing. And then we need to have control of the Congress to get that. But people need to be trained for medical jobs or other jobs or reconstructing houses or deconstructing houses instead of building houses. And this is one of the reasons why there's a big depressed area there. Now, why it's a depressed area is because I used to be a friend of Vern Cook, who used to be in the legislature for 28 years. He had three sons, and none of them were interested in politics. He is Mr. No Sales Tax. He's one of the reasons why we don't have a sales tax. He embraced me one time after the 1992 Bill Clinton election as a Democrat, and we used to talk politics. And he said basically Southeast Portland is a basket case. It needs something. And also, I am a supporter of Kate Brown and her offices over here on Mom. It's called Mama's Restaurant. Kate Brown's campaign office isn't too far from here. And it's becoming well staffed, and I will help her. It's not a re-election, but help her get elected governor. And again, I want a woman president because Hillary Clinton will again extend Obama's programs for education.
Thank you. Ms. Ng, welcome.
Hello, City Council. My name is Mary Ng. My mother made this sudden house decision regarding Lentz, and we were frustrated with her because I wanted to go to law school at Lewis and Clark, so I was very happy with that arrangement to be crammed into Hillsdale. Loved the Hasidic Jewish community there. And the Lentz issue was very difficult for us because we had a resident meth house across the street from us. Just even last night, I was sexually harassed by a couple of gentlemen who fortunately didn't assault me. They offered to. And I had the unfortunate circumstances of finding a young transient man who turned out to be nonviolent, sleeping on my mother's porch. And I want to thank the Portland police for their rapid and also very polite response in that matter. My next-door neighbors, I reported to Coates for their substantial excessive structures and strange smells, which I don't know if it's a meth operation as well or what exactly is going on there. And what the firehouse said is that Lentz particularly is a land of no code enforcement in terms of massive illegal structures because of the sort of quasi, you know, like mini house type stuff, people living in sheds. And I notice a lot of beautification issues that could be improved in terms of just sidewalk cleanup, garbage. I know there are people of my generation who are desperate to have a job or some kind of benefits of some kind. So I think some beautification and more community spirit building will help. And all the concerns of the homeowners really don't affect me because I'm so deeply impoverished by this economy or my own lifestyle choices. But I want to thank you for enduring this incredibly tremendously long day. And I was going to try to keep it short and say, I love Lentz, which is this motto that Lentz has kind of branded itself with. And I have to say, I kind of love Lentz. It's finally grown on me, but even though I'm sort of just kind of patching it up with Mom and realizing how much I love her. And I love you too, Charlie Hales. Even though I want you to resign, I think your legacy will take time for people to realize what you've done for this community, and I don't think you realize that, and how much I love the police for all those incredibly interesting interactions with Benjamin Pickering. I met some fabulous officers. I met Dinah Brooks. I'm offered to volunteer for the Behavioral Health Unit, and I'm so thrilled that we made it out alive, and I hope O'Day has a successful recovery. And I'm sorry you were in that position. My mom said she'd do the same thing you did. She's a Capricorn, just like you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you both.
We'll stay, continue to focus on Lentz and the home ownership rental balance and the code enforcement needs of those people there. Thank you.
Thank you all. Okay, anyone else? Then let's take a vote, please, on this resolution.
I appreciate all the good work of the Oregon Solutions team and Representative Reardon and Michelle Rudd and others. Thank you. Aye.
Novick. The legislations process is an intense one, and I wish everybody luck at both getting through the process and using it successfully.
Fritz?
As a reminder, we dedicated $460,000 to as a special appropriation in this year's budget to demonstrate our support for the project. Thank you very much for all of your work. Aye.
Fish?
I've had the great privilege of working on two Oregon Solutions projects, one around Gateway Green with Linda and others, and a second one called Thousand Gardens, where we tried to figure out how to turbocharge our community garden program. And particularly at a time when the relationship between the people we serve and electeds is strained, I think it's especially important to have a process like this where third parties come in and help bring people together. And in my experience, they produced some really great results that our normal process would not get us to. And I deeply appreciate the people who have signed up to lead this effort, Michelle and Jeff. And I also just want to say Jeff Reardon is always on the right side of things, coming and working with this council, and we're appreciative. Aye.
Well, the name of this project is a collaborative. And that's the right word. And that's what the Oregon Solutions process is designed to do. So I appreciate the governor and her staff and her team for supporting this process. It's a method of having multiple government agencies and the community work on a complex problem that otherwise everybody would either point fingers or throw up their hands about. And this way we grapple the problem together in a collaborative way. And I have a lot of confidence both in that structure and in the people involved and neighborhood leaders in Lentz and in the folks that have stepped up to lead this process. So thank you all. It is good work. This is the right way to do it. And as I think Nick's testimony really illustrated, it's really going to make a very tangible difference in people's lives when we move this towards a solution. So thank you all for doing just that. Aye. Thank you.